It's a good day to be alive, isn't it? You know the answer to that, why? It is. Because you're alive. That's it, right there. That's the reason. I'm alive. I feel grateful to be alive. I hope you do too. I hope you're living your best life, as we all should be, you know, recognizing that we're alive and being grateful for it. I had a good weekend. I had a fun time. I went snowboarding for the first time since I was 16, I think. I was maybe 15, actually. 20 years ago, something like that. Crazy. And I have since become a skateboarder, pro skateboarder for Arbor for a long time. I rode for Bustin' Boards also for a year, I think. And I had a good time. I have a feeling I'm going to freaking love snowboarding. Now, I enjoyed myself yesterday. It's been dumping here. It's still snowing right now, and I'm having a great time doing that, enjoying the snow. It's beautiful outside. I don't know if anyone here is a snowboarder, but I certainly enjoy it myself. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a few things. Antifa took over a hotel in Washington, armed with axes and knives. Yeah. What else? We got big tech saying it's disinformation that people are claiming that they've been banning conservatives. I know. Rich, right? It's an article from Washington Post. Are we surprised? No, we're not surprised. We're also going to talk about cats, the cat vaccine. Cats and dogs, they're saying, should be vaccinated because it'll help slow the spread. And we're going to talk about that. That's interesting. I also am going to talk about this awesome news. SpaceX is announcing rides for the regular person, like me, like this guy. I get to, potentially take a ride in the spaceship Dragon and float around the globe a few times, which would be very exciting. I don't think I'm going to have enough money for however much they're going to charge for that. I don't know. Let me put my headphones on. I actually don't know if the sound is good, but I should actually check it to make sure it's good. All right. Oh, yeah, it sounds pretty good. All right, so before we get into it, I want to just show you guys that you can donate to me directly, but more importantly, I have a physical mail address if you want to send me things like a really cool Beanie Buddha or a dope smash the like button. Oh, my gosh. Eliza never smashed the like button. I'm very disappointed in myself. I had a guest. Eliza joined me last Friday, and she never smashed the like button. Oh, missed opportunity. I'm smashing my shin, my own foot right now. But you know what? Speaking of Eliza, before I even get into all that, I just want to show you guys. This is dope. Check this out. This is I set up a fundraiser. I told her I was going to do this to help her become a podcaster. And it's already at $1,200. We're a quarter of the way there. Actually, I don't know if it's any more has come in. Nope. But that's okay. Because this is awesome. People have been... I just did this yesterday. I only put it out on Twitter. And now I'm telling all of you right now, if you would like to support givesendgo.com/ElizaCast. And the reason I chose GiveSendGo is because GoFundMe took down my other fundraiser that I was doing for Philip Anderson, and they said it was fraudulent. They didn't even give me any sort of an explanation. They just took it down. And it turns out that the left were bombarding it with reports of it being fraudulent. And I saw the tweets. They were talking about it a lot. So, which is interesting. We'll come back actually to this later on in the podcast, because I want to talk about this thing here. Now, this would be dope. Feel free to just go and get, you know, you don't have to give anything if you can't, but if you can and you want to help support her become a podcaster, I just want to set her up with a computer, a camera, microphone, Everything you need to just, you know, some lights to become a podcaster so she can help get her message out there. I think she's got an incredibly important message that just isn't getting as enough light on it as it should. So please do that if you can. Go support her. That's why Eliza Cast is written in the title. It's just because I'm gonna promote this at the end of the show also. Please do givesendgo.com/ElizaCast to help support Eliza become a podcaster. And even if she's not going to podcast as much herself, which I think she should, and we were talking about, she was here, she spent some time here over the past weekend. And, you know, I think she's going to do like a show kind of thing. But I think even just having it to be able to go on other people's podcasts and have a nice camera and a good mic so that she could be heard clearly, it's going to be really, really great. So I think she's going to do a really good job. So please support her if you can. And I'm going to bring that up a couple times later. I also want to bring up Krigler Coffee. You know, you guys know I have my own Krigler Coffee. I want to say I got the fake news decaf roast. A lot of people were asking me for decaf. We've had it for a little bit, but now it's officially the fake news roast, the fake news. It's the decaf. We also have the espresso. Some people were asking for espresso, so we got the Skitcher espresso roast. Also delicious. I'm a big fan of my own coffee. Really, I did it for me, but if you like coffee, please go check out Krigler Coffee. And follow my Locals channel. You can support me directly, adamcastirl.locals.com. Come join the community. I ask, what should I ask my guests? I look there for people who want to ask my supporters there can ask me things, and I'll ask the guests. So it's kind of a way of circumventing super chatting, or at least I try to. You can also follow me on Minds. I'm on Minds now. Just easy to find me, Adam Krigler. All right, so let's get into. I'm gonna come to Antifa takeover in a little bit, and also big tech censorship. First, I want to talk about this cat vaccine. Check us out. All right, dogs and cats, or cats and dogs, whatever, I say dogs and cats, may need COVID vaccines to curb spread, scientists say. Now, I want to just, before I read this article out, I'm just going to say, I remember me and Tim, we talked about COVID nonstop for like 3 months straight. So we were very, very in tune with the news, with the different science. I'm saying quote science because they keep changing whatever science they're listening to, and it's rather frustrating. But back when I was paying attention really close, I mean, I still do, but back then it was like April, maybe May. Now, I think it was in April. They were talking about, you know, do dogs spread coronavirus? No, it's their own like strain of coronavirus, and it actually can't transfer to humans. And no, it can transfer to humans, but some people were putting dogs on their masks. I meant actually that does happen, but putting masks on their dogs, you know, which is ridiculous. And they basically ended with there's no need to put a mask on your dog. There's no need to vaccinate your animals. It doesn't transfer. It's not the same. Well, it seems like they're changing their tune. All right. This is from the New York Post. Cats and dogs may also need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to stunt the spread of the infectious disease. Amid a threat of the continued evolution of the virus in animals, scientists have warned. Researchers at the University of East Anglia and Earlham Institute, both in UK, and the University of Minnesota, warned about the significant long-term risk of public health from such transmission in an editorial from Virulence. It is not unthinkable that vaccination in some domesticated animal species might be necessary to curb the spread of the infection, the experts wrote in a peer-reviewed medical journal. While there are no other cases in which a human contracted COVID-19 from a furry family member, this is a real name, Kok van Oosterhout, a professor of evolutionary genetics in UEA in Norwich, said we should prepare for any eventuality. So, wait, let me just stop you there, New York Post. So, wait. They're saying there's actually no known cases. And this is this is the what I was I led because I remember that. I remember they said, look, it's not happening. There's no transmission between animals. And of course, they say that it originated from a lab or I'm sorry, from a bat. And we're going to get in. I'm going to circle back to that in a second. Any chance to circle back? That's my new favorite quote. Anyway, I'm going to keep reading and we'll circle back to that in a second. Okay. It makes sense to develop vaccines for pets and for domestic animals just as a precaution to reduce this risk, he said. What we need to be as a human society, we really need to be prepared for any eventuality when it comes to COVID. Last year, Denmark was forced to cull millions of mink after hundreds of coronavirus cases in the country were linked to farmed critters. If this were to happen with cats and dogs, it would pose a significant long-term risk to public health, the editorial warned. Continued virus evolution in reservoir host animal hosts followed by spillback events into susceptible human hosts poses a significant long-term risk to public health, the group of scientists wrote. SARS-CoV-2 can infect a wide range of host species, including cats, dogs, mink, and other wild and domesticated species, and hence, the vaccination of domesticated animals might be required to halt further virus evolution and spillback events. The scientist added, while the vaccination campaigns against SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19 are being rolled out worldwide, new virus variants are likely to continue to evolve that have the potential to sweep through the human population. Meanwhile, the group is also calling on governments to continue enforcing strict control measures, such as mask mandates, social distancing orders, to reduce the evolution and spread of any COVID virus. My goodness. They just want this fear to never end. That's really what it is to me. Keep that fear level up so we can keep the control. Before you jump down my throat, YouTube, Twitter, all these people that think that I'm trying to say COVID isn't real, I never said that. Okay? But the fear mongering, there's no joke behind that. I mean, it's real. The fear mongering is definitely real. And now I want to bring up this article that I found. Just got to find it real quick. Here it is. Now, it is a claim. Okay. I'm just going to say that. It's a claim. Actually, no. Before I do that, I just want to point this. Check this out. This is from AFP news agency video in France. Dogs are being trained to detect COVID using human sweat. The project is being developed by Bordeaux University Hospital in association with Seva Sante Animale, the leading French veterinary laboratory. Okay, do you get what they're doing, right? They're using dogs to smell coronavirus, but then they're saying there's a potential that dogs can spread the coronavirus. So using dogs for the coronavirus would then actually mean that they would be spreading it every time. Oh, this person has it. Hey, owner or, you know, handler, this person's got COVID. Okay, good dog. And then, all right, you got COVID. And then he continues to smell. The dog's a he in my mind here. Continues to smell all the different people. No COVID, no COVID, no COVID. Wait a minute. Actually, they've got COVID now. Now, yep, they've all got COVID now. Spreading the disease further. My goodness, what a nightmare we are living in. It is a nightmare. All right. This is from the National Post. All right. I just want to read this. The analysis proves COVID is a lab-made virus. This came out yesterday. All right. Now, no, this is not NewsGuarded certified, but this is the 193-page paper published January 29th is titled "A Bayesian Analyst Concludes Beyond a Reasonable Doubt That SARS-CoV-2 is Not a Natural Zoonosis, but Instead a is Laboratory Derived." The purpose of the analysis was to determine the origin of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that caused COVID-19, beginning with the likelihood of 98.2% that it was a zoonotic jump from nature, with only a 1.2% probability it was a laboratory escape. 26 different independent facts and evidence were examined systematically, the final conclusion is that it is 99.8% probability SARS-CoV-2 came from a laboratory and only a 0.2% likelihood it came from nature, a summary notes. The author, Dr. Stephen Quay, has 360-plus published medical studies and has been cited over 10,000 times, placing him in the top 1% of scientists worldwide. What's more, Quay, who recently appeared on War Room Pandemic to discuss the study, holds nearly 90 U.S. patents and has invented 7 FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. By taking only publicly available scientific evidence about SARS-CoV-2 and using highly conservative estimates in my analysis, I nonetheless conclude that it is beyond a reasonable doubt that SARS-CoV-2 escaped from a laboratory. The additional evidence of what appears to be an adenovirus vaccine genetic sequences in specimens from 5 patients from December 2019 and sequenced by the Wuhan Institute of Virology requires an explanation. You would see this kind of data in a vaccine challenge trial, for example. Hopefully, the WHO team can get answers to these questions, he added. Yeah, sure. Yeah, the WHO is going to answer those questions. I don't think so. They want everyone to believe this came from a bat. Or now they're trying to say that it came from Italy. I remember reading an article recently about how they're trying to say, actually, it didn't come from China at all. So saying China virus is bannable now. You can't even say it. I don't even know if I'm even allowed to say it anymore, what I just said. Now I'm just reporting on it. Okay, YouTube, just letting you know I'm reporting on this. But, I mean, this guy is he's in the top 1% of scientists alive right now. What should we not believe this man when he said it's 99% chance it's from this lab? It's funny. It's also got a 99.9996 survival rate. Let's vaccinate all the dogs and cats just to be safe, right? Headache. Shaking my head. Anyway, so that's that. I just wanted to give you guys that little tidbit. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about this Antifa takeover, okay? I don't know how many people know about this, but Antifa violently took over a hotel. Check this out. Armed Antifa members violently took over a hotel with hatchets and knives. The Olympia Police Department is in the process of clearing the downtown Olympia Red Lion Hotel. Ooh, pardon me. After it was forcibly occupied by a group identified as the Ollie Housing Now, a homeless activist group, employees of the hotel have been safely escorted out of the occupied hotel after sheltering in the basement through the afternoon and part of the evening. The city of Olympia released in a statement, at about 11 a.m. today, people inside the Red Lion began calling 911 to report a group was attempting to forcibly take over the hotel. OPD received reports that the employees felt under threat from the group and that an employee was allegedly assaulted. Employees reported that some of the members of the activist group inside the hotel were armed with such items as hatchets, batons, knives, and had gas masks, helmets, and goggles, apparently in preparation for a confrontation. OPD estimates about 45 members of the group inside and outside of the hotel. It continues, at the time of the occupation, approximately 40 rooms in the hotel were booked with guests who were bystanders in the incident. Those guests sheltered in their rooms during the occupation, and the OPD is providing a safe place for them as the hotel is cleared. The city is describing the group as homeless activists, but longtime Antifa reporter Andy Ngo is making the connection. It should be international news, he says. An Antifa group sieged a Red Lion hotel in Olympia, Washington, forcing staff to flee for their lives, and guests in 40 rooms had to shelter in place. The Antifa brought hatchets, knives, and other weaponry to the siege. Now, he's claiming that they were full-on Antifa groups. And he was, of course, providing videos via his different network of people that are on the ground reporting it. And it listening to them talking, I mean, you can't really, you know, I'm not going to play the audio, but it's pretty obvious that it's Antifa. They're screaming the same stuff. They're doing the same thing. Now they're taking over a hotel. Now, my question is, where's normal media? You know, if I'm going to do a story, you know, I'll drop it in DuckDuck and see what pops up. And man, usually I see when it's a breaking story that everyone's talking about, I see all the mainstream media on the top, all the little NewsGuard shields, you know, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, like all of them, they all have their, you know, articles talking about it. But then I just type in Antifa, Olympia, Washington. One random article that is the one I just read to you from the town hall happens to be news guarded, okay? But nothing else. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go jump into Google real quick. I don't use Google. I jumped into Google and I Googled it. Same thing. Just random websites of, I mean, it did pop up information about what was going on, but it was none of the mainstream media. So none of them were reporting on this. Why? We've got a group armed taking over a hotel. You can bet if it was not Antifa, say this was a conservative group, some red hat wearing citizens. Imagine the news frenzy that would happen. Yeah, you best believe they would be reporting it and blasting it everywhere. The insurrection continues, all the headlines read. But of course, this is not an insurrection of what they want. They want to, well, guys, everyone's like, you're using Google right now. You're on YouTube. I'm talking about google.com to Google things. Semantics. Get out of here with your nitpicking. Hilarious. I love watching the comments freak out about semantic games. It's like, I don't care. You know, take it however you want. You know what I mean. I don't go to google.com and Google things. I duck, duck, go things. Speaking of which, I did do a dive into who owns DuckDuckGo, and I'm happy to report to all of you, Google does not have anything to do with DuckDuckGo. There was confusion on one of my episodes, and I am very pleased to announce that DuckDuckGo is proudly not owned by Google. Yes! It is a good search engine. I will continue to tell you. You can actually get the app on your phone. I have not been paid by DuckDuckGo, just to let you know. I am just letting you know. It's a good search engine. It doesn't sell your data. Well, like Google does anyway. Anyway, where was I? I'm talking about mainstream media totally pushing this story down under the rug because they don't want you to talk about it. In fact, Gateway Pundit did a story on it. Media blackout. Antifa terrorists armed with hatchets and knives take over. Although hatchets, I'm cool with just hatchets. I like hatchets. Who am I kidding? Anyone who's watched me Twitch playing Red Dead knows that I like throwing hatchets. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Take over the Red Lion Hotel in Olympia, Washington. Occupy 17 rooms. Demand shelter for homeless. And there's countless videos, by the way. It's not just that one video that Andy Ngo, and go to his Twitter page, you see countless stuff of him talking about. There is a virtual media blackout after Antifa terrorists forcefully take over and occupied a Red Lion Hotel in Olympia, Washington on Sunday. The Antifa group, armed with hatchets, knives, batons, and other weapons, took over the Red Lion Hotel, forcing staff and guests to flee, as we just reported on. But they nailed it. They summed it up perfectly. Where are they talking about? They don't really get much into the media blackout, but the sentiment remains. It's true. I looked for the stuff myself. You know, go on Twitter, you go to ABC News, they're talking about there's a big snowstorm. Everyone prep for the snow. Make sure you check out this panda that's sliding down this hill in the zoo. Life is wonderful now that Biden's in control. What happened to the... Don't they still want to do the clickbait thing? I mean, that's what news is trying to do. They're trying to compete with the internet where the most clickbaitiest stuff gets the clicks. And you would think that an armed group taking over a hotel would be pretty frontline news because it's pretty crazy. And yet, no. They just want to keep drilling it in everyone's head that life is better now that Biden's in charge. Actually, it would be better to say life is better now that Orange Man is no longer in control because he was so bad. So bad. Aren't you happy he's gone? Well, I don't know. The hashtag regret voting Biden was trending for quite some time. Now, I don't know if it was K-pop. I know that you scroll through it, and of course I think anything that starts the trend, they jump on and just kind of start throwing that hashtag in because it's a way of becoming more famous, getting more clicks, all of that stuff. I don't know. So we'll see. But I'm going to be paying attention to that. It feels like it's just kind of, they're just going to get rid of them. I don't want to get rid of them as an ominous statement, but more like clear the hotel, the Red Lion Hotel, and that's going to be the end of that. I mean, Antifa has been marching since after Biden was inaugurated, and they're still saying, we don't want Biden, we don't want anyone, the system needs to be burned down. And Ted Wheeler finally came out and said, okay, hey, they're a problem. Now. now that they were blasting, this is Trump's America. No, Trump was trying to stop that. Conservatives were out there going, why are you Democrat governors and mayors letting this happen to your cities? Ted Wheeler, perfect example. The mayor and police commissioner of Portland somehow went out and marched one night when, there's a really, really thin line between Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And I'm talking about this specific night because there was a, he was out marching. They were like, you need to resign. And he's like, oh, maybe I should leave. But then he went and stood in front of the courthouse, which they had been trying to burn down for a couple months at the time. And then they started pepper spraying and throwing the fire mortars over the firework mortars. And he was like, oh man, I got to get out of here. And then once he was safe back in his building, wherever he went to, he then declared it a riot that night. And it's like, what is it? Is it Black Lives Matter that are rioting, or is it, Antifa that's rioting? Which one is it, Ted? You can't have them both because they were both out there and you were marching with both of them, and both of them were, they don't like you. It's pretty ridiculous. They're just an idea. It's just an idea taking over this Red Lion Hotel. They're just an idea holding hatchets and threatening people. That's not a way to get what you want. Violence is not the answer. But you know what? Democrats, you basically prove to these people that it does work. That if they're violent and they burn down stuff, then it works. And you can get what you want. Just smash. They're not smashing the like button. They're literally smashing up stores, small businesses, the people that have nothing to do with systemic anything. These people are so confused on what oppression even means. Now, I'm talking about Antifa right now, honestly. But, we could talk about the Black Lives Matter thing, too. It's Black Lives Matter, or not Black Lives Matter Month, Black History Month. And the only thing I want people to do is go watch the movie Uncle Tom. It's a documentary by Larry Elder. And it's incredible. It is an incredible story of what Black Americans have been through in this country to get to where they are now. And I was personally inspired by their story. It's incredible what they actually have fought through. Candace Owens posted about something. I'm like, man, most of these people probably don't even know who Thomas Sowell is, who's one of the greatest minds in our country right now. A race aside, he's period one of the greatest minds alive in our country. So if you don't know who he is, you definitely should know who he is. He is an inspiring man. But he speaks in this documentary. It's an incredible documentary that everyone needs to go out and listen to. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about SpaceX. You know me, I love space. I love space. I'm going to go to space one day. I had the Gateway Foundation guys on my show a couple times. Awesome guys. Really trying to get space trending and trendy, you know, trying to get a connection to a younger generation, because when the community as a whole wants something to happen, if everyone thinks of it in a positive manner, it tends to shift political opinion and companies, you know, to do that kind of stuff. So if space is cool, which I would love to help making space cool, you know, I want to go to space. And SpaceX, check this out, announcing the first commercial astronaut mission to orbit Earth aboard Dragon. I'm just so hyped on that. This mission enables access for everyday people who dream of going to space. He's talking about me. Now I say he because I think SpaceX, I think Elon Musk. But, you know, SpaceX is just a company. But they're talking about me. They're talking about me. Check us out. This is from SpaceX on their website, just talking about it. Look at that. He's inside the Dragon capsule. That is straight up the controls, touchscreen. I don't know if you knew this, but it's all touchscreen now, which they were planning on doing that before. They wanted it because, I mean, I don't even know how many miles of cable that the Voyager spacecraft has in it. It's a ridiculous amount of cable, and that's half of the weight because cable, it's metal. So it has, you know, all these old style spacecrafts had all these wires running everything to do all this stuff, but now it's all computer and a flat screen. Anyway, I'm geeking out a little bit on space. Let's keep it on the launch Inspiration 4 mission to orbit. In 2020, SpaceX returned America's ability to fly NASA astronauts to and from the International Space Station for the first time since the space shuttle's last flight in 2011. In addition to flying astronauts for NASA, Dragon was also designed to carry commercial astronauts to Earth orbit, the space station, or beyond. Now, I just want to add, I saw that launch, and I teared up a little bit because it was awesome watching us return to space from American soil. It just, man, my inner child came out, because as a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to do that. I wanted to go on spacewalks and fix, you know, whatever it needed fixing on the outside of the International Space Station or walk on the moon. That was my dream. And I was going to join the Air Force, and I couldn't because I was colorblind. Well, I still am. And that's part of the reason why this flag right here means a lot to me, because the Air Force flew it for us here at the TimCast News Network. Well, when I was a part of the TimCast News Network. And anyway, I keep getting sidetracked because space. Okay, back to the story, though. Today, it was announced SpaceX is targeting no earlier than the fourth quarter of this year for Falcon 9's launch of Inspiration 4, the world's first all-commercial astronaut mission to orbit. From historic Launch Complex 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Jared Isaacman, founder and CEO of Shift 4 Payments, is donating the three seats alongside him aboard Dragon to individuals from the general public who will be announced in the weeks ahead. Learn more on how to potentially join the historic journey to space by visiting Inspiration 4. Oh, I'm definitely going to get in on that. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be lucky enough to get one of those seats, but that would be insane. The Inspiration 4 crew will receive commercial astronaut training by SpaceX on the Falcon 9 launch vehicle and Dragon spacecraft orbital mechanics, and operating in microgravity, zero gravity, and other forms of stress testing. They will go through emergency preparedness training, spacesuit and spacecraft ingress and egress exercises, as well as partial and full mission simulations. This multi-day journey orbiting Earth every 90 minutes along a customized flight path will be carefully monitored at every step by SpaceX Mission Control. Upon conclusion of the mission, Dragon will re-enter Earth's atmosphere for a soft water landing off the coast of Florida. Now, I guess to join in, you have to give to a charity of, I think there's a list maybe of things you have to do, but anyone can join. So if you want to try to join, let's go there right now together, shall we? This is the Inspiration 4 website. Join the first all civilian, is it not? Why is it not loading? Come on. Come on. No? Why are you not loading? Okay, I don't know why that's not loading. Well, I'll just read it for you. There's a countdown for the crew selection in 26 days, and I'm going to secure my seat. Yep, it's exactly as I thought. You can donate to St. Jude, or I think there's a couple other. I wish it would show. Let me try it again. Is it here we go. Awesome. No, it's not not trying to show it for you guys. Well, it shows you a little bit right there. You can donate to St. Jude and help the fundraiser. Yeah, okay. Well, oh, it is loading now. Okay, great. Yeah, donate to St. Jude. Here we go. Help us meet our fundraising goal to support the life-saving mission of St. Jude, and you can secure the seat representing generosity. Shift for Shop. Start a Shift for Shop and post your inspirational business story on Twitter for the opportunity to secure the seat. I think I'm going to do both, because why not? Any chance I get to slam my butt into that Dragon Council, I want to make it happen. That would be fantastic, because I would love to fly into space. You know what? No, it's not that I'm yes, it's true, I will love it, but it's going to happen. I will go. I'm going to be in space one day. I'm going to float and free float in zero gravity. One day, that's going to happen. That's how you make things happen. You can just put that energy out there. SpaceX, thank you. All right, thank you for even the thought of me getting a chance to visit space this year. The slim chance of it being a possibility is exciting. And I hope all of you who want that chance, go to inspiration4.com and try to win a chance to. Because I would be equally excited if someone who's listening to me right now won a seat on the Dragon capsule in the fourth quarter of this year and flew out to space. I would be like, I made that happen. I'm excited, and I hope you're excited too, because we are witnessing a new civilization being born. We are right on the precipice of just going into space. We're in the next 25 years. Now that sounds like a lot, right? 25 years. But I mean, I've been on this planet for 36 years now. I look back at my life and I'm, you know, when I was younger, it felt like life was, if you know, you don't have much to compare it to. So 10 years old, you only have 10 years to know what life is about. So 36 years, I'm like, man, looking back, it feels like time has flown by. In 25 years, I'm going to look back to this moment and be like, wow, I remember when I was starting my podcast, as I'm reporting from my, tier one ship that can fly into space, and it's also my apartment, you know, that I can go check out the moon base. I don't know. Who knows? You know, let the imagination run wild. But 25 years, I have a feeling that we're going to be in a completely different situation. You know, we'll be on Mars. Oh, yeah, we'll be on Mars. We'll be on the moon. Human beings will be walking on Mars. We're going to be walking on the moon. It's going to be a thing. And someone just said, you're in space now. Yeah, true. But it's all about perspective. You know, for us, this is home. We can exist in space. So going outside of Earth's atmosphere in itself, that's what being in space is. Come on. Semantics. You guys are hilarious with the semantic game today. Actually, you know what? You probably are normally. I just don't catch it as much as I would like to. Because I love that semantic game. You guys are hilarious with it. All right. Before I get into this last story about big tech censorship, I just want to give another shout out to Eliza Blue, who I am hosting a fundraiser for right now. Help Eliza become a podcaster. It's on GiveSendGo. It's givesendgo.com/ElizaCast. All right. Obviously, it's a play on the cast network here, Adam Cast, Tim Cast. But I would love to help her become a podcaster, tell her story, bring other advocates on to talk about it. She wants to bring survivors on and help give them a voice. I think it is an incredible thing she's been doing, incredibly difficult to do, to speak about being a victim and overcoming it. And I think that we need to help the people that need help, okay? She's also a big advocate for mental health awareness. She's an incredible person. I had the pleasure to host her over the past weekend, and she left yesterday. It was great to get to meet her and hang out with her. And I think her podcast is going to do great things on helping a lot of people, and I just want to help her get it going. So if you can donate, even if it's a little bit, a dollar, whatever you can give is going to be great. Look, we have 21 people. Only 21 people. We already raised $1,233. Insane. That's amazing. So thank you all so much for donating. And some people dropped some big, juicy amounts. And thank you so much. Even if it was just the little bit amount, all of you, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And I know Eliza is grateful for it. She is sent me a message. She was like, I can't believe how many people are supporting this, you know, and me pushing my message. And I'm not surprised. And I think she's gonna continue to do great things. So shout out to Eliza. If you don't know who that is, she was on my show last Friday, and actually the week before. So we've had a couple interviews now. She was also on Tim Cast show Thursday night. So you can go check her out. Definitely do, and help support her become a podcaster, because she's got a very strong message, and help her make, you know, help her spread the word. I do appreciate you. And thank you so much. By the way, I just refreshed the page, and boom, five more people have since donated. Thank you all so much. I really do appreciate it. We went from 24% to 28%. We're getting there. It's awesome. All right. Let's move on to this tech censorship. How many believe, raise your hand if you believe big tech censors people? Now let me look at out among the crowd. A lot of hands. I see a lot of hands out there. Thank you for participating in my mock participation thing I just did. I don't know. Anyway, they clearly do. They clearly do. I've watched people get booted off. Like, I'm not talking about the Q people, that there was a big, huge purge in like October or something. I'm talking about conservatives. There has been an insane amount of people being booted off of Twitter in the past month. I even know a friend of mine who happens to be conservative, doesn't even really post on Twitter much, but goes on there sporadically, mostly just reads my tweets now. Well, did before they were taken off the platform. They weren't controversial. They had like 30 followers, if that, followed maybe 100 people. But it was a tiny little amount. Shout out to all the people in chat that are raising their hands. Yeah, censorship exists. There's a reason why Telegram, you guys know about Telegram, right? Yeah, they gained 100 million new people are in Telegram now. 100 million. That is a ridiculous amount of people. Telegram, 100 million more people joined Telegram in January 2021. That's insane. There's now 500 million. That's an incredible boost of users for Telegram, because people want to be able to speak freely. All right? Because censorship exists. Now, how many people think that it's the conservatives that get censored the most? All right? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you think conservatives are the ones getting censored the most. I'm raising my hand. I'm looking out into the crowd. Yep. You all tend to agree with me. Yep. It's the conservatives. Well, it may surprise you, but the Washington Post here is, it's actually another report that talks about it. But here we go. Check this out. The Technology 202 new report calls conservative claims of social media censorship a form of disinformation. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. All right. Before I read this. It's laughable. It's laughable. Really? Really? You're going to tell us it's disinformation when you are clearly getting rid of these people that think, wow, an even more amount of hands are ripping through chat right now. Thank you, chat, for participating. Appreciate you all. Yeah. It's a disinformation campaign. It's all lies. It's all lies. A new report concludes that social networks aren't systemically biased against conservatives, directly contradicting Republicans' claims that social media companies are censoring them. Recent move by Twitter and Facebook to suspend former President Donald Trump's accounts in the wake of the violence at the Capitol are inflaming conservatives' attack on Silicon Valley. But New York University researchers today released a report stating claims of anti-conservative bias are a form of disinformation, a falsehood with no reliable evidence to support it. What? No reliable evidence? I know people personally that are conservatives that didn't break any rules. Savannah Hernandez, she was a great reporter. She's on the ground. She was on my show. She talked about how she doesn't even post bias. She accurately depicts what is going on in the things that she posts. She posts videos. She was there on the scene. Look, Antifa's burning an American flag. That's literally verbatim how she wrote it. She didn't go, these anti-American effers are blah, 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 fiery. No. No, she accurately depicted what was going on, banned. Why? Why did she get banned? She was a conservative breaking the narrative that they were trying to push forward. Okay, that's just one example. All right, now I'll talk about me personally. I've lost, now mind you, not that it really bothers me, but to just prove a point here, I've lost over 11,000 followers in the past 3 weeks. Like, that's pretty nuts. And what happened to all these accounts? One of them was my good buddy who got banned. He told me about it. He's like, yeah, they banned my account for some reason. I don't know why. Doesn't make any sense. Another one was Savannah. She was banned. Now, granted, this was right after the election, when she was basically reporting on all the riots that were still going on, the 2020 riots, not the Capitol riots, or they call it a riot, but it really wasn't a riot. You want to look at what a riot is. You look at, you know, the last summer's riots. Or Antifa taking over a hotel last night that no one wants to report on. You know? Oh, here's another great example. The reason why I'm using Give, Send, Go. I'm not using GoFundMe anymore. Why? Because they caved and got rid of my own fundraiser that I was fundraising for Philip Anderson. They tried to slander this man. They tried to make it seem like he was just this crazy right-winged guy. When you listen to him speak at all, he talks about nonviolence, getting rid of this race issue, and saying we all bleed the same color, fighting big tech censorship. They wanted to slander this guy. All right? I was raising money to fix his teeth. Period. So if I raise $36,000, which is what the number was at, and his teeth cost $20,000, he's still going to get that $16,000. He happened to say, if there's anything left over, I'm going to continue my fight for free speech. That was it. He said it on Alex Jones. So they just bombarded. They were like, that's it. It's fraud. Let's report this. Everybody, all our Antifa members, I saw the tweets. They were straight up tweeting nonstop, like, yo, go bombard this GoFundMe with, you know, basically lies that it's a fraudulent GoFundMe. It wasn't. I was upfront and base in front of everybody telling you exactly what was going on. I didn't break any rules. Philip didn't break any rules. But GoFundMe took it down, refunded all the money to everybody because we are on the conservative side. Because we're not following their narrative. That's it. So there, another example from me personally. I've seen it happen. That's why I'm using Give, Send, Go. Because they're not going to take it down. In fact, I emailed them getting it set up because I want to just make sure everything was kosher. And they actually said, oh, we really love Eliza over here. We wish her well on her podcast. And, you know, we checked her out on Twitter. She's amazing. Thank you for her message. It's like, thank you. Fantastic. You know, good luck, Antifa, trying to attack and bring this down. In fact, Philip went on Give, Send, Go and raised, and I spread it around a little bit when he started that campaign, and it happened. He's getting his teeth fixed, and it's fantastic. Cat Turd, hilarious Twitter account. If you don't know Cat Turd, you definitely should because it's funny. Good morning. I just set the record for hitting 450,000 followers for the 57th time this month. Cat Turd was one of those Twitter users that was reporting constantly on the amount of people that they were losing because Cat Turd's a fairly prominent account. It has 451,000 followers now. And it was just going up and down, up and down, and up and down because people were just getting booted off. Well, Cat Turd, I don't know if you know this, was a fan of Donald Trump, is a conservative. So I'm, you know, not the the left side of things. I'm surprised the Cat Turd themselves are not banned off of Twitter. I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, they keep doing it. Like Julia Song, she definitely does not like socialism, all right? Was an advocate for transparency in our elections. She even volunteered to go be a poll watcher in North Carolina. So she did her part. She's from Brazil. She escaped socialism. I'm going to have her on my show eventually. But she was even just suspended for just posting about cryptocurrency. She wasn't even saying anything crazy. She was just saying, yo, check out this cryptocurrency, watch what's going on here. I'm not going to get into the GameStop stuff, but she was just reporting on it, talking about it, because she reports on things, and she can be kind of spicy, but she certainly wasn't. She was just posting about cryptocurrency. Boom, suspended her account. Interesting. So they're just, it's not even just conservatives. And I think that's why they get away with that, because it's the semantic game. Chat already has proven people love to pay attention to the semantics. Well, you know who does that the best? Politicians, big tech. They use direct context and, you know, semantic word games to say things that could mean anything or say things that later can be explained how it's not exactly what they said. It actually just meant this. We weren't talking about all conservatives. We were just talking about the people that went against our narrative. Because the truth of the matter is, that's what it is. I mean, I'm still here. I'm still on Twitter. Why? I don't know. I don't know why I'm still on there, why they're letting me remain on that platform. But, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I follow a lot of politicians, a lot of reporters, a lot of people things that are trending, and I cross-reference, and I'm on Gab also as Real Adam Krigel. You find me over there. And I just, you know, it's a town square. Free speech. What is free speech? There's a difference. Oh, man, I'm gonna bring up this line from Tom McDonald's new song, Fake Woke. If you guys don't know this song, It is fire, yo. It's fire. Hold on. Where is it? Censorship's an issue because they choose what they erase. There's a difference between hate speech and the speech that you hate. Oof! I love this line. Man, the more I listen to this song, the more fire it becomes. But that's the truth. There's a difference between hate speech and the speech that you hate. Free speech includes hate speech. There will always be someone that just is an a-hole. You cannot get rid of the a-holes. They're going to exist. You have to teach the younger generations who they are and what it is, not get rid of it completely so then when they see it, it's foreign. Or when it's disguised in what they're doing, their narratives. Thanks, NYU Stern, for this wonderful report about false accusations, the unfounded claim that social media companies censor conservatives. See, I want to know what their definition of is conservative, or what a conservative is, or if there's a specific amount of people that they don't ban so that they consider, me a conservative. I'm still on there. They're not banning all. We didn't say all conservatives, just conservatives in general, you know? Or is that what they're saying? Because they're certainly getting rid of these people. It's insane. Oh, man. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right, I'm going to get in some super chats. I just want to let everybody know, tomorrow I have a special guest. He's actually driving down to the studio. He's going to join me in-house tomorrow. It's a rare treat when I get to have a guest in the house. This is, I'm going to pull up his Twitter account. This is Luke Negron. He is was actually running for a Republican nominee in Congress in PA 18 and has an interesting story about how his name was actually taken off the ballot. In many of the areas, he had a lot of people coming to him like, hey, I was trying to vote for you, but your name wasn't even included on the ballot. They just straight nixed him from the ballots. He wasn't even on it. So I want to talk to him. He's a younger generation trying to get into Congress. I love this. I like his message. We're going to go over his platform, give him some time to give you guys who he is, what his running platform is, and you know his life getting up to becoming a politician or trying to become a politician. I wish him well. I've been following him for quite some time. And it's interesting to see that, you know, he was running. And is that not fishy to you that his name was removed from many of the ballots? But he was on some ballots. So it's not like it was just like a blanket. He was just X'd out. Because he was on some ballots, but not all. So why? What is the case? We're going to get into it. He's going to come and join me. We're going to talk about it. And it's going to be really good. All right. Let's get into some of these here. Super chats. Thank you all for joining me today, as always. If you haven't yet, smash that like button. Oh, yeah. Smash it like it's hot. Oh, yeah. And share this video. Share. Help my channel grow. We're almost at 200,000. Subs. That would be fantastic if we can get it up there. Share my videos, share my live streams. You guys are fantastic because I wouldn't be here without all of you coming to support me every single day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't ever say it enough. I will always appreciate each and every single one of you for showing up for me. Thank you so much. Lionheart says, hey, Adam, what's good? Wanted to let you know I have purchased your gamer blend and I am just waiting for it to arrive. I will need it for my late night streaming now that my channel is finally up. Nice, Lionheart. Awesome. The gamer blend is definitely a potent blend. I'm now on a different blend now, but my goodness, it is, it's kept me up. It's a good blend. If you need to stay up, man, that stuff is strong. So shout out to Krigler Coffee. Thank you for ordering, Lionheart. Appreciate you. Robert Wiles says, yep, 41 now and trying to invest, but don't know what app to use since I can't work. It'll be a good way to make some money. Have a blessed night. Thank you, Robert. Robert recently just celebrated becoming 41. Happy birthday, bud. And I'm still learning stocks myself. I'm not really into the game, or else I can't give advice when I don't have the knowledge. Margie says, it's such a good feeling to know that you're alive. It's a happy feeling. You're growing inside. When you wake up ready to say, I'll drink some Krigler coffee today. Okay, now that is deserving of a new read. Different voice this time. It's such a good feeling to know that you're alive. It's a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I'll drink some Krigler coffee today. Thank you, Mark G. I appreciate all of your super chats. You're always the best. Mark says, my pitbull Blueberry passed away yesterday. Could you play the Forge for her or any Tool song? Well, I don't know any Tool, but I don't normally play music during the week, but I will absolutely play play a song for your dear Blueberry. I'm sorry to hear, Mark. This is The Forge. I wasn't planning on playing a song, but why not? Let me just pull this other mic over. All right. Well, random song in the middle of Super Chats. It's just going to happen, you know? Some people, you know, I'm not going to always do it at every time you request it because jam days are Friday night jams. But Mark, I'm sorry to hear that Blueberry passed away. This is The Forge for Blueberry. You fear what you don't understand and place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. You should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Hold yourself accountable. You define who you are. Define who you are. Welcome to the forge. Are you the same? Are you different? Burnt on the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn. And a curse, depending how you feel. Are you afraid of what they think? Are you here to entertain? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? Welcome to the forge. A quick impromptu jam session that was for Blueberry. Rest in peace, Blueberry. All right. Mark says, Tombstone, that like button. Boom. Tombstone. All right. Osiris Cleaning LLC says, you should talk about how Google is screwing businesses like me. Many businesses are losing thousands of dollars a day because Google won't update GMB information. Interesting, you know, and then small business too are going to get totally ripped apart by $15 an hour, you know, because it's the small businesses that are going to be screwed and have to be able to close because they won't be able to afford employees. Huge mess going on, and I don't know much about this GMB information, but that sucks, Osiris. I'm sorry to hear. So go if you know about Osiris Cleaning, go check them out. Support. Mark G says, when do you think these experts will tell us to take the great sleep to slow the spread? It's getting silly with the fear-mongering. That's pretty funny. Yeah, you're right. The great sleep. Listen, it's best that you just aren't alive anymore. My goodness. It's getting freaky, isn't it? Yep. Mythic says, hold the line. Game stonks. Stonk to the moon. Casperius says, shout out from the Adams Family Discord chat. What up? I know. Shout out to the Adams Family Discord. Love my Discord. These guys are fantastic. I have a good time. I don't go in there that much, but when I do, it's always a good time. Tony says, got to start a fight to a culture war somewhere. Stop Googling and start thinking. Yes, good point. And even if you do have to Google or use Google, I do. I'm on YouTube. It's Google. What's the difference? You know, I have a Gmail account, but still, you know, it's picking and choosing your battles. Minion says, the left own the media, big tech, the government, and the courts. Everything damaging to America is on purpose. They don't care about their image. Oh, I wish you weren't right about that, Minion. But it's the truth, isn't it? My goodness. I wasn't prepared to just rock a song out real quick. But I'm glad it turned out well. All right. Josh and Jesus says, that keyboard DuckDuckGo makes you use with that tiny space bar irritates me. That sucks. You must be on Android, because on Apple, it's the same keyboard. And I'm just all about that swipe keyboard. It's awesome. The Dude says, Crowder just announced his lawsuit against Facebook, which states unfair competition, fraud, false advertisement, and antitrust. Woo! I knew Crowder was going to drop some bombs, but I wasn't really paying attention to him today. I did notice that he said that he may potentially run for office. Oh, yes. That's right. He says, I never intended to. I still don't want to. But these Republicans are inspiring me to consider maybe, potentially, if they don't get their S together, running for office. Crowder, please run for office. It's the people that don't want to. That's the people we need in there. Not these people that want the power. That's who are in there right now. A case in point, Luke, who's going to be on the show tomorrow. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, yep. Nate says, one Bitcoin equals ticket to space, 2030. Thanks, Adam. Oh, man, that would be... I don't have a Bitcoin, but I have a little bit of Bitcoin, a slice of a coin. Yeah. Jason Dixon says, tell me you got the Victorian Hotel desk bell. I haven't been to my P.O. box today, but I will go tomorrow, Jason, and check it out. I have some stickers to send out. A bunch of people were sending me envelopes, self-addressed stamped envelopes to my P.O. box to get stickers, which if you are interested in... You can absolutely do that by going to my page and finding my P.O. box on my donate section, P.O. box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. If you want a signed sticker from me, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and I will send it your way and send you a sticker. So I have a bunch to give out. And so, Jason, I haven't gotten it yet, but I have a feeling it will be there. You said that it was supposed to be there on the 2nd, which was tomorrow, so I was planning on going tomorrow. Kevin K says, silver has been all over the news lately. Chris Duane has been all in on silver for years now. I think you would dig having him on having him on. If you can get a hold of him, his YouTube channel is The Greatest Truth Never Told. Check it out. It's worth it. All right. What is that? Chris Duane. All right. I will check him out after the show. They are trying to make it seem that Reddit users are pushing silver when they're not. Actually, they're saying, no, we're pumping GameStop and AMC, like silver. No, we're not touching silver. And they're lying about it. They're trying to make it seem like Reddit's also pushing silver, so people will go buy silver. It's pretty ridiculous, actually. The Magnum Express says, hey, Adam, I'm going to buy some fake news and Covfefe once I'm out of coffee. The confused reactions from my friends and family will be priceless. Awesome. I love that. You got Covfefe and fake news. Of course, I don't know if you're into decaf, but remember, it is decaf, the fake news. But it's perfect. It's perfect. Mark Robichaud says, Elon, the conqueror of Mars, ruler of the universe. Man, Elon Musk, what a freaking boss. He was he was in this, what was the name of the app? I forget the name of it. He joined this app last night, Clubhouse. And I got an invite from a friend of mine to join it also. And it was interesting. It was interesting to listen to him talking about how they were talking about, I don't know how many people saw Altered Carbon, but he was essentially talking about the possibilities of downloading your thoughts and brain waves onto a freaking hard disk to back you up. It's pretty insane, man. The future is... He even tweeted today. He said, hopefully we... Let me... I want to quote him perfectly here. Something about... Hold on. Let me just pop an Elon Musk here real quick. What did he say? Hopefully we can have a... Oh, here we go. Feels weird. He was talking about Neuralink, right? Short-term, solve brain/spine injuries, which is dope. Long-term, human/AI symbiosis. Could be dope. The latter will be species-level important. I mean, he's right in a way that it's inevitable. We can't stop it. All right, but he says, feels weird helping make, hopefully, a good version of Cyberpunk come true. Now, I really enjoyed Cyberpunk. I thought the game was really fun. But I don't know how many people watched Altered Carbon, because there's a group of devout lifers. I don't remember what they were called, but think that backing up your conscience is totally wrong and should be condemned, because, you know, it only is going to create this super elite class. I forget what they were called in Altered Carbon. I haven't watched it in a while, but it's a good show. You should check it out. All right. I'm not paid by Altered Carbon, by the way. Farmer Philosopher says, Adam, two space tech ideas you'll dig. Number one, space elevator from surface to orbit. And two, Dyson Sphere. Great show, as always, brother. Long live America. Thank you so much. In fact, I had some space elevator. Well, it was a moon elevator, the lunar elevator that they're working on. And they were on my show. And it was actually a really cool conversation. And the Dyson Sphere is an interesting idea. I think we're really, really, really far from making that a reality. We're going to be doing like lunar solar arrays first and beaming energy down to different cities, which is a really interesting thing that I've actually spoken about with the space experts that have been on my show. You can check out the playlist interviews on my YouTube channel, which clearly you know about because you're here watching me right now. But if you go to playlists, go to interviews, you could find out those interviews. Really cool stuff. Really cool. Let's see. Mark Robinshaw says, if the Earth is flat, does that make it a flying saucer? Yes. Yes. We'll go with yes. Why not? Controlled Chaos says, if you ever need a SpaceX Starships expert, I'm your guy. Ooh, cool. I love that. I actually, I know somebody who knows somebody in SpaceX. So I'm trying to maybe get Elon on here. I don't know if that's a possibility, but you put it in the air. Maybe it'll happen, you know. Alexi says, we are human. We are species. We are evolving. Only the strongest gene will survive. We are transferring into another dimension. Be wise, men and women. It's interesting, though. You say that only the strongest gene will survive when we are a society of keeping the weak alive, you know. You know, so it's an interesting dynamic there that I agree with you, because now they're trying to get into gene editing where they're editing out impurities, quote impurities and imperfections in our DNA that they, you know, are, I don't know, they're playing God. And it's I don't know if I agree with that. No, I don't agree with it. Who am I kidding? Taco Tuesday says, hey, Adam, love your show. I'm not trying to be pushy, but I sent you an interesting email and was wondering if you can respond to it. Semper Fi, brother. Thanks for the great content and coffee. Well, thank you, Taco Tuesday. If you sent an email to adamcastirl.com or adamcast@gmail.com, I don't personally go through those emails, but I will reach out to my team to see if what that was about. Mark Robinshaw says, only smooth brains think big tech don't censor. He's got a good point. White Lasagna says, since we're talking about space, math rat clack. Now, he is, of course, talking about this space die that has got all these little spacey dots on it. I don't know if you can even see it. Maybe I get the super close up. No, but this is the mystical die that I just rolled right now. You know the deal. chat. If you're in chat right now, guess what number it is. And if you guess correctly, I'm going to say your name and you're going to win absolutely nothing. Maybe I'll spin the UFO for you because it clearly needs to be spun, right? I mean, come on. All right, I'm watching you, chat. I am watching you guys. All right, where were we? Where were we? DJ Cogdill says, now Biden is saying Iran is weeks away from a nuclear bomb. I watched a piece of debate from 2008 with Ron Paul where someone said they were 1 month away. This must be the longest month of my life. Well, there is absolutely no surprise because they love war. Keith Hood, congratulations. It was 17. There was no hesitation. Real quick, someone guessed 17 right off the bat. It was 17. Congratulations, Keith Hood. Sorry, everybody. The game's already over. All these guesses are rolling in. It happened. I know there's a delay between live and what you guys are actually seeing on YouTube. So, cool. And yeah, back to this DJ Cogdell Super Chat. I mean, Ron Paul, 1 month away, 1 week away. Weeks away. It's the fear-mongering. Up that fear-mongering. We got to invade. Military-industrial complex. Bring it back up. We need to fight over oil overseas. Now that you canceled the pipeline, or, you know, we still have pipelines, but, gosh, this is ridiculous. We got to make them oil barons all the money. It's all about oil, yo. It's all about what provides energy. That's the real money. The real power on this planet is providing energy. That Walking Fish says, when are you getting Tom McDonald on the show? I would love to get Tom McDonald on the show. In fact, we have been chatting. He's a really busy guy. I would love to get him on my show. Don't get me wrong. I want to go ghost hunting with this guy. I kind of made this random tweet about it, and he was like, I am so in. But he's super busy. So we are going to be potentially doing that. He said he's down. I'm looking into some of the most haunted places in America, and I want to just go there and explore these crazy haunted places. He actually has a ghost story himself. It's pretty cool. I think you can find it on his YouTube channel about how he went to this like crazy haunted place and met a couple that were like, hey, don't go in there. It's really unsafe. And they were filming a video, and then they decided not to go into this building because there was like, I guess a bunch of people died in it. And then he found out it was a young girl and a young guy that died the most recently in that same place. So it's kind of creepy. And I was like, dope. I got my own ghost stories. Let's go explore ghosts. And then, of course, one of his albums called Ghost Stories. Really good. Go check out his albums. Yeah. And check out his new song, Fake Woke. It's fire. Let's see. Mark Robichaud says, tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. No, I deny it. I do not. I will not. Goldie Fatal says, thanks. Well, thank you. All right. DJ Cogdell says, also, you still need to get Ryan Dawson on to talk about foreign policy and his research on Jeffrey Epstein's connections. Okay, interesting. Ryan Dawson, another person I will have to look up. Thank you. Ooh, I just had this super chat jump. Give me a second. There we go. Arcadian Twilight. Bezo Wapo is American Pravda. Yeah, Washington Post is so left-leaning. It's ridiculous. It is propaganda to the extreme. Watch anyone, like read any one of their articles. It's like, my goodness, you just don't like anything, do you? Jeez, man, my goodness. All right. Effie Loves America says, I, for one, welcome my big tech overlords. Free speech is overrated. Also, Biden is a real president and insects are delicious. Hot take right there. Mark Robichaud says, telling the truth gets you censored regardless of anything, aka any criticism of Biden by any media. Who else controls the truth? Not the good guys. Yep, I mean, I'm gonna keep talking about what I talk about, you know, and I'm gonna be very critical about him. He's bringing us to war. He's acting like a dictator. He even said he was gonna do it. CNN was like, everyone keeps misunderstanding what he said. He's just doing these dictator like things because it's for the better for all of us. Straight up, they came out and had a little blip about it. It's like, come on, CNN. No, you guys, they probably freaked out at Trump's one executive order that he signed in the first day, not the 17 that Biden did. Well, I'm fixing the wrongs. Do it through Congress. Involve the rest of the government, or you are an authoritarian. Goodness sakes. Paul Greenleaf says, make Capitol Police didn't kill themselves. The new Epstein didn't kill themselves. Yeah, they keep killing themselves. But why? Because they know something. That's a whole nother thing I'm going to have to get into one time. Kevin K says, I could have bought a few ounces of silver with that super chat. No. The previous super chat. Yeah, thank you, Kevin. I'm glad that you didn't. Appreciate that. But don't buy silver. They're trying to make people think that there's something going on with silver that Reddit users are pushing, but they're lying. It's lies. It's fake news. They are freaking out because Reddit is over there going, we don't care about silver. We care about GameStop and stopping you from making money how you've been doing it. We're using the system now. Yeah. Yeah. They're looking at Wall Street going, we're the captain now. Look at me. We're the captain now. Oh, that's going to be on Discord. Watch it. They love clipping little things of what goes on here. Let's see. Paul Greenleaf says, the news claims two officers committed suicide from trauma after Capitol riot. No, they didn't. Big story no one's talking about. I have my eye on it, though. Yep. Mark Robershaw says, Tom McDonald is killing the rap game, number one. Yeah, he's right now Tom McDonald, man. He is so underrated. His new song Fake Woke actually reminds me of early Eminem, like just anger and truth bombs that like Eminem was known for. And he even mentions Eminem in the song, and it feels like an early Eminem song when it was just like powerhouse. And man, there's all these articles coming up like, whoa, Tom McDonald totally disses Eminem, like, can you believe it? And it's like, did he though, or was he just mentioned Eminem? Like, I've heard Tom talk about how Eminem is one of his idols growing up, like listen to Eminem, like proven that just because you're white doesn't mean you can't rap, you know. It's not just, it isn't a race game, it's who's good at it or not, you know. And Tom McDonald is good at it, all right? And it's funny, it's just all they're doing is giving more light on Fake Woke, which is good because more people need to go listen to the lyrics of that song. Do it right now. I don't even mind if you stop watching my show to go listen to Fake Woke. It is good. Mark Robershaw says, have you noticed the funniest people in the world are named Mark? We have the best humor. You know, it's, I don't know, sure. Who else? You're not the funniest person in the world, Mark. You're good, but you're not the best. I don't know who is. I.B. Ribbonum says, if you can't fart to this tune, you constipated. I don't know what you're talking about, but that's funny. Mark Robershaw says, Forge is a fitting song for Biden, watching him go on the path of war. Hope you're happy with your votes, Democrats. I don't think they are. Joe Dutchman says, that was Fireman also, or awesome. Oh, are you guys talking about the Forge? Thank you. That's dope. That's really cool. Nerf Bullets, thanks for that super chat. All right. Kimchi93 says, you should look into the Apple iOS update and how it's messing over Facebook. It's two titans fighting over who's more corrupt. Oh, I'm on that story. Trust me, I'm building all the stuff to really do a segment on it because they're going at it. Mark Robershaw says, you can trust me with the power. Honest. Sure. Montana Horseman said, just a little spin will make us all happy. Well, all right, Montana Horseman. I will do that. I'll do it. I'm spinning it now. Oh, the gun died. Turn back on. It's like I'm running out of energy. It died. All right. I'm going to have to charge this. But it's funny because you said just a little spin. That's literally all I was able to do was just a little spin. That's fun. So no, sorry, everyone. No more spinning. I can't do it anymore. Mark Robertson says, I would just copy myself, bro. Oh, have two of you. It's funny enough, in Cyberpunk, someone actually does that. There's a boxing quest where you have to fight someone that cloned themselves. And it's there's two of them. They're not brothers. It's literally two of them. Sonny James says, if you think the riots were grassroots angst, research disaster capitalism. This is an old left-hand path. Plus all tech geniuses tied to the CIA, Bezos, and Musk included. Dana mining new oil. It's frightening, that premise, but, you know, what can I say? Sparky says, who chooses what constitutes a genetic defect? I know, Sparky, exactly. Who chooses? Now, we're talking about the gene editing that we're talking about. The vaccine. It's experimental. mRNA, it's not a regular vaccine. It is actually manipulating our DNA. And it is experimental, period. All right? It's never been done before. And they skipped animal testing. I don't care if you're vegan and you're against animal testing. All right, there's a reason those things were in place so that we don't just spread a vaccine that we don't fully understand into the masses. Sound familiar? I'm not saying anything. I'm just alluding to it, YouTube. Just cover my eyes. This is just a conspiracy. Conspiracy theory. Jason Dixon says, I need everyone to stop what they're doing and like. You heard the man. Stop what you're doing right now. Stop listening to me and smash the like button. You can now listen to me again. All right. All right, let's see here. Mark Roberts says, now that COVID is a nothing burger here in Australia, I can go back to D&D in person on Saturdays and have fun in person like the old days. Wait, is it really a nothing burger, Mark? Did they lift all the lockdowns in Australia? Because weren't they being like incredibly authoritarian in Victoria? That's what I was seeing over the past, you know, couple months. It's been pretty crazy. Dinnerman says Grand Hotel Jerome, Arizona, Halloween, stay the night. Actually, Jerome is one of the top contenders for places that I might go for my ghost adventure. It's going to be fun. Bob Anderson says, I use silver to make jewelry and sculpture. Had to buy a pound just in case to stay ahead of the chaos. I think they're pumping it to dump it. That's what I think is going to happen. Now, I'm not an expert in any sort of trade on stock market, you know, fiat currencies, cryptocurrencies, any of that stuff. That's not my expertise. So, but from what I've gathered, from why Reddit is trying to be like, we are not pumping silver. That is fake news. Why the media is trying to put it on Reddit so that they get everyone else to be like, oh, we're going to jump on it too and start buying silver to pump the price of silver to just try to make a bunch of money back. Because they lost $70 billion. They're stressed. They need that money back, yo. Mark Robertshaw says, don't the flaws make our greatest strengths? Yeah. Agreed. And more importantly, it makes us unique. We are human beings. All our thumbprints are different for a reason. We're all created just slightly different so that there's variety. How boring is it if we're going to all wear gray jumpsuits? What kind of a future are they leading us towards? I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's see. Kevin K says silver was way cool before it was on Reddit. It was never on Reddit. That's the fake news. That's the thing. It wasn't, you know? So we'll see. All right, everybody. That was my show. You guys are fantastic. Thank you for joining in. I will see you tomorrow night here on Adamcast IRL. I got Luke Negron joining me on the show. We're going to talk about his path into trying to become a candidate in Pennsylvania, getting taken off the ballot. Yeah, it's really interesting stuff. So I will see you then. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. See you next time.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.